Hi, I'm Dr. Pia Interlandi, and Garments for the Grave is my baby. At the moment, it's my life. I started my PhD, and that finished last year, and now dialogue is growing, and people are talking about it, which was the whole aim of the PhD, through the simple question of what might you wear for your funeral or when you die. And
you came to that question as an artist?
As a fashion designer.
As a fashion designer.
Yeah, I dressed my grandfather for his funeral. And I'd started the PhD, I was looking at haunting garments and garments that dissolve with water, and we dressed him in the last suit he wore to one of the family weddings. There was still a bit of cake stain on it. Although the process was absolutely poignant and cathartic, saying goodbye to him, the designer in me kind of was, well, the suit doesn't fit. The real moment was doing up his shoelaces on his leather shoes and just saying, where is he going to be walking? There's a lot of wear left in them. Why are we dressing the dead in clothes for the living? I thought there's something else we can be doing here, and I looked at how fibre decomposes, but also that led me into the idea of letting the body go and letting it be reunited with the environment and soil and regenerating life from a life and a body that we've essentially borrowed. With my grandfather, the shoes had stuck out as being so unnecessary. When my grandmother died a few months later, I went to dress her as well. Her feet look really cold, and I went, I'm going to get some socks. Because there's so much about the psychology of the living in their perception of what the dead could be feeling. It's a very, very surreal and strange situation to be dressing someone you love who's dead.
Well, that says comfort, doesn't it? To have a nice, warm pair of socks on especially. But
do the dead need to be comfortable? Do they need to be warm?
These are about our perception of them, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. So I have developed a little foot bag because there was this notion of needing to be wrapped and covered. The process of the dressing that I do is quite slow with layering rather than they're dressed, let's close the coffin lid, which is a bit like slamming a door. I do a series of layering with different opacities of fabric so that it's slower and a sort of gradual fading out. They don't involve a lot of rolling of the body. Dead weight is dead weight. There should be some beauty and serenity around it.
You came to this as a fashion designer doing a PhD, and then you've had that experience with your grandfather, and now you actually do a bit of work as a funeral celebrant.
I haven't found the right term for what I do. I was in the UK for a year and a half working at a natural burial ground, facilitation of family-led funerals. I had a beautiful woman who was dressing her partner, and she went off to the morgue and dressed him herself. And I said, hold on, these are the things that could happen. So that when you go in, you'll be shocked to see him dead, but you won't be surprised by anything. And she came back and she goes, thank you so much for telling me about liver mortis, which is just when the heart stops beating, blood surrenders to gravity, and so his back was a darker bruised colour. And I've had families who go, oh, is that what that is? I thought they'd been beaten. Just tell people the basic process of what happens.
Whereas the accepted thing is you hand it all over. You don't have to think about it.
Exactly.
What do you lose in that?
You lose the tangible reality that this person has died, but you also miss what my experience was the most spiritual encounters I have are with the dead by the sheer absence of whatever it is, whether it's energy, a soul, chi.
With your own grandparents, that was obviously part of your own grieving process.
Absolutely. And that,
so,
you know,
what was that like?
It was beautiful. It allowed me to see that they weren't in that body anymore. I could let them go because they weren't in there. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. And particularly with natural burial, you get buried in the soil, in a shroud or a biodegradable coffin, and the plant life grows around you and you become part of that.
You've confronted a lot of questions that most of us tend to try to avoid. But I love the fact that when you introduced yourself before, you said that this is your baby, which brings us back to why we embrace birth so readily, this problem with death.
I was pretty sure I was going to be a midwife for a while when I was growing up. I just wanted to look after babies.
It's awfully like being a midwife at the other end, isn't it?
Well, there's a growing community of death doulas, and it's usually the people who've come out of birth douling that go into death douling because it's a mirrored reflection. You can't even imagine what goes through the mind of a baby as it's being birthed. It probably thinks it's dying, painful, and there's crying. A lot of that's mirrored in death as well. And there is this fear of the dead body, but cleaning, washing, touching, we do all of that for our children. Why wouldn't we do it for the other people we love who've died? That's really what Garments for the Grave is about. It's what will you wear, who will dress you, and ultimately what will you leave behind? We don't talk about death. We rarely talk about being dead and our funeral, and it punctuates the life of the people you leave behind. And otherwise, those questions are left up in the air. I've seen families torn apart. Burial or cremation, you get a lot of people who go, I don't care. I don't care what happens to me. Just don't spend any money. Or
there's a big wall there, a big barrier. I can say honestly myself that I am somebody who's really open-minded, and yet I don't confront planning for my own death, a will, none of that. So people will be confronted by the ideas that are on display here.
Absolutely.
And also by the fact that you'll be dressing person as you would for a funeral, a live person.
Yes.
That will be confronting.
It is, and it's usually highly emotive for myself and for the people watching. People are very reassured by the fact that this person is alive, but it's as real as it gets.
It must be awfully powerful for the person being dressed as well.
Oh, one of my mentors modelled for me a number of times, and I think she's fallen asleep a few times. She just tries to meditate. She actually really finds that it's quite comfortable because there's a lot of swaddling and a lot of tying, and she finds it really reassuring. I've had another client who went, nope, I don't want the ties because I may need to walk across lotus pools. And so people have opinions about what they want. You just have to be having the conversation. And it's not a conversation you need to go on and on about. It's today we're going to talk about death and have dinner.